Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody.
How do you feel about your mornings now?
A lot better now, baby.
It's a little colder. Dark.
It's cold outside these mornings, man. At 4 a.m., whatever time. It is dark. It is cold.
It's daylight saving this week.
That is this week, isn't it? Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
Did you ever hear my daylight saving take?
No, what is it?
Well, I think that it shouldn't exist anymore. I don't think it needs to. Also, I think the United States should go to a two time zone country.
Yeah, okay. I want that.
I don't think we need four time zones.
No. No. I hate how early. I mean, I've lived here my whole life in the Midwest, but I just hate how.
Actually, my real take is I want to abolish time. It's arbitrary anyway. We made it up.
Okay.
I just wish that we would do as we do. I don't want time. When do the Packers play Sunday? What's a Sunday? You know what I mean?
How would you know like when to turn the game on then, though?
You just know.
I don't like it.
I'm very excited. This is a very exciting day here for the morning show. We are bringing back something that has not been aired in a long time. It's always fun. I think over the last couple of months, we've welcomed some old friends into our tent. But what we're bringing back today, do you remember the segment Three Trends?
Nope.
It was before your time. At the 30 mark of every hour, we used to do the three trends of the day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was basically like an extended update.
When was this?
This was when I started.
Okay.
And then we axed it. But between each trend, there would be a little sound effect. And it would sound like, whoops. So I'm bringing the sound effect back. It's the three trend sound effect.
This was a station thing or a
just
show
the morning
thing?
Show.
Oh, okay.
It's now time for your three treads, everybody. Tread number one, Packers with last night. Packers with 38-15 defense playing well.
Okay.
Here's Mike Patton. Oh, you got to play well, anybody. Tread number two, the Masters coming up in a week and a half. Tiger Woods ready for this one. Tiger on what he had to say. Nah, I love the Dodgers, I guess. Tread number three. Martina Navratilova, what an ace she had at the event, the clay one, and she won. Those are your trends, brought to you by Adam Deputy.
Okay, I like it. So those are back.
No, the trends are not back. That segment was a flop.
Ah.
But what is back is we are going to talk about, well, no, this is a first. We're going to talk about every game from the weekend, NFL, but we only get a minute to do it. Combined.
It's a lot of pressure.
Between you and I.
It's a lot of pressure.
So I'll set up the game with the score.
Okay.
That counts as the minute. It's when you hear the trend noise.
Do we each get a minute or do
no, sir.
A combined minute?
No, we have to talk about it in a minute. We did not rehearse this, so there's got to be a little give and take here. So it might not go well.
Okay.
But are you ready? Because I'm going to start my stopwatch on my iPhone 11. I upgraded.
You got the new one?
I did.
Did you pay full price?
Yep.
Hmm. I told you didn't have to do that, but okay.
Are you ready? Yeah. To break down the games. We're going to break them down.
Break it down.
And the stopwatch is started, and we start with Thursday Night Football. The Eagles beat the Giants 22-21. Daniel Jones fell down. A lot of people think the Eagles could win this division. I'm not so sure. I still don't like Carson Wentz this year, Harvey.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Eagles are going to win the division. But Carson Wentz, a little fun fact, everybody that he's throwing the football to right now, all of his wide receivers in the last 2 years have spent time on the practice squad. His offensive line is atrocious. But I like Carson Wentz.
I also think we need to start thinking about, is Doug Peterson not a good coach? He got that team to the Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl. He maybe overthinks. I mean, they basically don't use a kicker. They go for two when they shouldn't. They go for fourth downs when they shouldn't. And some of the play calling on those fourth downs is bad.
Yeah.
But the Eagles improved to 2-4-1. The Giants are 1-6 and somehow still alive in the NFC East. The Lions beat the Falcons. This game, the Falcons should have won. Todd Gurley tries to go down, doesn't. Lions wanted to let him score. Matt Stafford with a touchdown at the buzzer. They kicked the extra point, and that's good. Lions quietly, very quietly. I watch Red Zone. I barely see their games. I don't know what goes on.
Yeah.
They're 3-3, though. And as you mentioned, if DeAndre Swift catches that ball against Chicago, they could be 4-2, and we're thinking about this division in a lot different way.
Yeah, so I think the Lions honestly legitimately may sneak into the playoffs despite the fact that Matt Patricia is a terrible head coach. Huge final drive for Matthew Stafford, who took a beating that entire game. He took some big shots, man. He was awesome on that final drive. He won me a bunch of money. I had the Lions to cover 3 points. They end up winning outright. I wish I would have played the money line. The Lions need to stop trying to focus on giving the ball to Adrian Peterson. He's pushing 50 years old. Swift's the guy to go to.
This is going well. Let's not lose steam. The Browns beat the Bengals 37-34. Burrow versus Baker. Could this be a matchup for years to come in that division? Baker did get hurt early, and it looked like maybe the Browns need to move on from Baker or at least start to have that backup plan, but he comes roaring back. Problem for this one for Cleveland is now Horvath out there without Odell Beckham Jr. the rest of the year, tore his ACL.
Yeah, that was a big win for Cleveland, a big bounce back spot after they got blew out the week previously by the week prior to the Steelers. And you mentioned it, Odell Beckham Jr. goes down with the injury. They're already without Nick Chubb. Those are two very explosive players. That's going to hurt the Browns' playoff push. I'm still rooting for them. I had texted you during the day saying, man, this sucks. I think Baker's no good. We both like Baker Mayfield, but then he had a nice second half. He's been beat up this year, though. He's got a shoulder injury. His arm was barely hanging on like 2 weeks ago. But nice win for the Browns.
One undefeated team left in the NFL. That's the Steelers. They improved to 6-0 after beating another undefeated team, that was the Titans, who are now 5-1. Steelers go up early, and the Titans clawed their way back, but it wasn't enough. The Steelers get the 3-point victory. The Titans are a good football team. The Steelers, though, even though Ben threw three picks, did have two touchdowns. Deontay Johnson on their wheel of receivers had the big game. If you asked your Twitter followers, should you start Chase Claypool, you one catch, negative 2 yards. So that's why we didn't talk a lot about Chase Claypool this week.
Yeah, we left that one off. Well, they got tons of wide receivers there, though. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster was kind of missing in action the first couple weeks, and I still consider him to be a top 30, 35 receiver at least in the NFL. I don't know. These rookies are really coming on. The Steelers, great win for them. My power rankings, I'll probably have them number one. They look good on both sides of the ball. I'm really interested, so that's a nice win. I'm interested this weekend. They play the Ravens, and it's going to be awesome.
27-24 was the final in New Orleans. They beat the Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater, who should still be a Saint, he sat on the bench with Taysom Hill and Drew Brees. What a fun moment that was. But the Saints get the victory. They're 4-2. Panthers still don't count them out at 3-4. They play Thursday night against Atlanta. Doesn't look like McCaffrey will be back for this game, but he should be back
the following
soon.
Week.
They were saying, do we need him? Well, Mike Davis was 7-for-12 on the ground. They're better with McCaffrey. Let's not do that.
Yeah, they're much better with Christian McCaffrey than without him. Teddy Bridgewater continues his impressive season. The Panthers have actually been a little bit better than I expected. I thought they were a mess on the defensive side of the ball. They lose Luke Kuechly unexpectedly as he decides to retire. Nice win for the Saints. I think that's going to be kind of how they win football games this year when Drew Brees isn't thrown for 450 yards. They're going to eke some out, but I think they are a good football team on both sides of the ball and on special teams as well.
Bills beat the Jets 18-10. Jets were up actually early, and then the Bills just kicked a bunch of field goals in this one. Kind of concerned about the Bills. They started off so well, lost a couple, and then this was a game that we expected the Bills to roll over the Jets. Jets are 0-7.
The Jets suck.
They are bad.
Sam Darnold may be bad. I mean, he may not be the starting quarterback there much longer. Really quick with the Bills, I was really high on them to start the season. I predicted that they would win the division, and I still lean that way. I like what Josh Allen's doing. I like the offensive side of the ball, despite the fact they were unable to cash in the red zone. You know what concerns me about the Bills? The last couple years, they've been a great defensive team. They're awful defensively. They're so bad that they aren't suiting guys up. Guys were punished. Like Trent Murphy, defensive end, wasn't able to play last week. He was a healthy scratch, a starter, because they were left at home to try to send a message to the defensive side of the ball to wake up. So the Bills, man, defensively are a mess.
Devin Singletary, the worst fantasy pick I've ever made since 2003 when I took Texans running back Stacy Mack in the fourth round.
I took Peyton Hillis that year, and he had strep throat, and he missed the whole year.
Cowboys lose to Washington. 25-3 was the score there. They are in complete disarray. We had a call earlier. Can you feel bad for Mike McCarthy? I do. I don't think he gets fired. He's got a five-year, $30 million deal.
That's why I don't feel bad for him. He's rich.
Jerry Jones is not going to pull the trigger on him, but they got to figure out who they're starting at quarterback. We'll take a look at some options coming up. As of right now, Sunday night, it's going to be Ben DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, I've tried his pizza. You get the two-topping deep crust for $9.99 if you buy two.
Yeah, and then you get a
free delivery.
Yeah, and a two-liter of Diet Coke that comes with it and breadsticks, too.
It's DiNucci's Pizza on Farwell.
My biggest takeaway is the Cowboys have completely given up on this season. And that
But they're still in it.
They don't care about each other. Well, no, they don't care about each other. Andy Dalton took a helmet-to-helmet shot, and not one of his offensive linemen stuck up. I hate doing this. This is way too quick, and you're taking all the time.
I'm giving
off.
You 30 seconds. We each get 30 taking seconds, and now
you
I'm
not
eating into my
seconds.
Own time. This is Packers-Texans. We've talked a lot about this. I'll just use 10 seconds to say the score, 35-20. Horvat, you've got 38 seconds on Packers-Texans.
But this is a game that I've already broken down for like 17 hours this week. The Packers, really good at football. Maybe a Super Bowl contender, maybe not. The Texans are awful.
Should we take a timeout to catch our breath?
Maybe.
I don't think so. The big question is, do you want the Packers to trade for J.J. Watt?
No.
419-830-Schneider-550
no
Admirals Talk Line.
No, thanks. I'm good.
All right.
I'm good on J.J. Watt. I'll take Randall Cobb back.
I would take Randall
Will
Cobb
Fuller,
back.
Will Fuller, Brandon
Kenny
Cooks.
Stills.
Yeah, Kenny Stills. Yeah.
You want to give me one of those guys? Do feel free. The Raiders and the Buccaneers, the Pirate Bowl. Buccaneers on top, 45-20. It was a close game. And then Brady pulled away after throwing for, what, five touchdowns 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
He had four last week.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, who I think a lot of people thought was washed, he is not. He is good. 369 yards, four touchdowns, and now they're adding Antonio Brown, excuse me,
right
to the mix.
Look at my kid. My kid has the hiccups nonstop for some reason.
I do that a lot when I drink fast and eat fast.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, yeah. My takeaway really quick, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, go figure. Here's a fun fact. In the NFL, you could have more than one wide receiver. They have Mike Evans. They have Chris Godwin. And they're going to add Antonio Brown. They're a really good football team, better than most expected, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Tom Brady looks good. We gave up on him after week two. Remember, he was finished after they lost to the Saints week one?
How did they lose to the Bears?
Thursday night, man. Thursday night.
We'll get back to the games in a second. I want to tell you about my friends at Window Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. They have a lot of great incentives right now at Window Select. You can get free windows when you buy other windows. It's a buy one, get one free deal at Window Select. Plus, you don't have to pay them anything for 12 months. So they will install your windows, your siding, and your doors. They will do that for you, and you don't have to pay them anything for 12 months. So windows that they provide, the doors, the siding, it's all the highest quality. They work with you on a free consultation to make sure that you are getting what you like. And they're also going to give you product that's going to be durable, high quality, energy efficient. They're located in Menominee Falls. They spend a lot of time making sure that when you compare windows, they come out on top. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. Buy one, get one, and also no payments for 12 months. Chiefs beat the Broncos. This was a no-brainer, 43-16, but they did not do it with Patrick Mahomes' arm. 2 weeks ago, they won via the rush. This week, they won with defense and special teams. The Chiefs have lost a game. It was to the Raiders. Other than that, they have been near perfect, Horvat, firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, the Chiefs are a very scary football team. They're so scary that in that ball game, Chad Henne, who is still in the league, scored a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
They're pounding the football. They had Le'Veon Bell. I like what they're doing on the defensive side of the ball. They're able to get after the quarterback. Secondary's looking healthy. Chiefs, if there's ever going to be a team that repeats, like I say, like, there's never going to be a Super Bowl, you know, winner that ever repeats anymore because it's just not how the league's built anymore. It's not built that teams could sustain success. The Chiefs are going to find ways to do it and continue to pay guys, even though we're led to believe here that you can only pay like three guys. Like, we have Rodgers, can't, you know, bring anybody else in. You can't. The Chiefs are doing it, and they're really good.
Niners beat the Patriots 33-6. Cam Newton, as we talked about yesterday, criticized for his outfit by Jeff Garcia.
Terrible take.
And it was actually a pretty good fall outfit if you saw what Cam Newton wore. But Cam Newton also wore the turf a lot because the Niners beat him up. Packers will see the Niners in a couple of weeks. Three interceptions for Cam, although Jimmy Garoppolo threw two as well. It was the rushing game. Jeff Wilson Jr., three touchdowns, although he got hurt and will be on the IR for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he went down. Deebo Samuel went down. And just when San Francisco was starting to get healthy and look good again, my biggest takeaway from that game is Kyle Shanahan is an offensive genius, and he outcoached Bill Belichick in that game.
You got 10 seconds, bud. You were complaining about time.
Well, not like the phone's ringing and we don't got anybody to answer it.
Well, then let's just hang up on him.
Okay. I like that idea.
It's that easy. Call back in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Get your J.J. Watt taken later.
Yeah. We're actually not talking about that.
We don't care.
The next game, Chargers beat the Jaguars 39-29. This was actually one of the better games of the weekend. A back-and-forth contest. James Robinson is the real deal. Gardner Minshew may not be. He may be like a backup kind of guy, like a Ryan Fitzpatrick, where he's good to start five games for you and a Nick Foles, but not 16. Jaguars are 1-6.
Yeah, it may be, coming to an end for the mustache there. And then Justin Herbert, though, on the other end, man, was I right about him? He looks to be the real deal, him and Joe Burrow. And we'll get a good look at Tua, obviously, too. But that's just my biggest takeaway. That was an unexpectedly good game. Unexpected good game, and Herbert was awesome.
Ryquell Armstrong, who has been on the COVID list all year, is going to miss the whole season. He is having a hard time with the virus. I am just stating a fact. Cardinals beat the Seahawks in, like, one of the most thrilling non-Packer games I've ever watched. And while I wanted the Cardinals to win, and they did, I also didn't want the game to end. So I wasn't terribly upset when Zane Gonzalez missed that field goal. I was glad that he won the game because now the Seahawks have lost their 5-1. Cliff Kingsbury, also maybe not a good coach. And it's not just the decisions about going for the field goal and stuff like that on second down. They needed to score. They were down 10, 6 minutes to go, and he kept running the football 3 yards up the middle. No urgency. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, but they won the game, and my biggest takeaway, I guess, would be that's probably the best division in all of football when you got San Francisco at 4-3 in last place. Meanwhile, in the North, we got the Vikings in the basement at 1-5. Let's see, what else do I got on that one? Kyler Murray is awesome. Russell Wilson is awesome. I like watching those two go at it.
Great take there, Marty.
Thanks, man.
The Rams beat the Bears last night 24-10 on Monday Night Football. This game was really never in question. They only gave up 3 points, the Rams did, defensively. Eddie Jackson returned a fumble.
And then celebrated like it mattered. You know what I mean? Like, but the whole defense was like dancing. I'm like, hey, schmucks, you're down 2 scores still.
Bears couldn't do anything with it.
Cover the 7.
Jeremy, don't call me Munt. Yeah. I didn't know I was going there, but you kind of know.
I did.
3 for 47.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this guy? Jared Goff looked fine. The rushing game looked fine. The Rams are a good football team. Defensively, they're good. And then Johnny Hecker was a beast.
Yeah, he was. And Sean McVay continues to be one of the best young head coaches. Rough year for him last year after the Super Bowl appearance 2 years ago. But, man, the play calling last night, Jared Goff looked good enough to win that football game. Don't sleep on the Rams. Rams are a scary team. They got the best player in all of football, Aaron Donald. Sorry, Myles Garrett might be the best player in football, actually.
That's the end of the segment. You did pretty well until you complained about your time, like you were on a debate stage, and then you scuffled at the end.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that again next week?
Yeah.
Or did you? Because you did kind of choke.
No, I'll do it again next week. Next week, I'll probably have more than 2 hours of sleep under my belt in the last 3 days, too. I plan on sleeping this week. My wife has tomorrow off. It's a huge day in the Horvath house. I do not have to teach for the first time and carry the 32 days I've been teaching straight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath,
tired.
I'm a fan.
Tired.
Yeah, that was a good segment. You want to do that? You want to replay that 9:45? I want to get the hell out of here today.
Man, I got it.
Oh my God.
You mind if I leave at 9:15?
I would say that, you know, there's adverse moments we didn't respond to. I clearly feel we'll overcome the adversity of what, you know, the experiences we've had in our season. So I do believe
that. How do you feel about the Cowboys now? 799-1250, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Here on the Fan, Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys head coach, and that team is in complete disarray. You do not want to watch them at all. Actually, they're going to be on Sunday Night Football, however, against the Eagles. And if they win, I think they can retake first place in the NFC East.
Wait, when is that game? This Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Oh, my God.
Football.
Brutal. They should flex that out of there.
No World Series to watch. No WWE pay-per-view to watch instead.
I am hoping for a Game 7. I'm hoping the Rays could get it done tonight. And not only because I bet them plus 125 with Blake Snell on the bump, but because we need something besides football for at least one more night.
We'll talk some Brett Phillips. Great moment he had Saturday night. We'll talk about that coming up here on the Fan. But, yeah, if the Cowboys win... So for as messy as that team is, and they are a mess, the offensive line is banged up. You got guys talking behind other guys' back, and then some guys are sticking up for Mike, but really nobody is. They are, the Eagles tied. So the Eagles are 2-4-1 in the NFC East. They're in first place. Washington and Dallas both 2-5, and then the Giants are 1-6. So even the Giants have a shot at it, which I am totally fine with the winner of your grouping of four teams getting into the playoffs, even if one of these teams finishes, 5-11-1, if you are the best in your division, I think you do deserve to be in the playoffs. However, maybe not a home game.
Yeah,
I could be talked out of that. But if you win the NFC East, I think you should get in. There's teams that have won divisions with losing records before. Ron Rivera's done it with the Panthers. They were 7-9, and then they won a football game.
Yeah.
What was the year that the Seahawks, did they win at 7-9? Was that the Beastquake year?
Yeah, they were 7-9 that year. And then I don't remember what the Broncos record was that year that Tebow won in the playoffs, too.
I think they were 8-8.
Yeah, they're about 8-8. But, I mean, I have no problem with the winner of a division going to the playoffs. But like you said,
even like 7-9, we can be like, that's dumb, but whatever.
Plus, you
can
get expanded playoffs.
But if a team is only 6-10.
Yeah. Well, you do get the expanded playoffs this year, though.
Yeah. You do get 7 teams.
So, I mean, I'm fine with it.
So no one's really going to get screwed if they look at last year's ranking. 799-1250, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on the Fan. Cowboys are without really a quarterback. They can go to Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci is their last quarterback standing. They had Andy Dalton replace Dak Prescott. Andy Dalton got almost like it was attempted homicide. The hit that was laid on him on Sunday. And the Cowboys also just kind of took it. They didn't really show fight. So I think as of right now, Ben DiNucci is going to be your quarterback on Sunday. But will that be what Mike McCarthy sticks with the rest of the season? Read a good article yesterday just outlining some of the options. This is in sportingnews.com. Some of the options where the Cowboys could go at quarterback. Here's what they came up with. Re-signing Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush last played.
Ooh.
Yeah, Cooper Rush.
Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Rush could be an option. I don't know. Maybe they... Dude, their offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, is 32.
That's what I'm saying. He looks 12. He's been the backup quarterback there for 48 years.
I mean, Are they better off just having him play?
Maybe, honestly.
He doesn't have to learn the system.
He calls his own plays.
We've never seen that happen. People are suggesting Tim Boyle, Packers backup, because McCarthy's system. It's McCarthy's coaching this team, but Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, is calling the plays.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Kellen Moore's not in any shape. And I think it's a harebrained idea, but I mean, the first name I mentioned was Cooper Rush. Of course I'm going to mention Kellen Moore.
They should make a call on Josh Rosen. He's doing absolutely nothing right now. He's in Tampa Bay. He's not even suiting up for these games because in Tampa Bay, he's not even the backup quarterback. So I'd make a call on Josh Rosen, or I'd do the thing that we do, and so we do it on sports radio all the time. What's Colin Kaepernick up to? I mean, you got, because like I said, man, you are like right there for a playoff spot. You're only a game behind the Eagles. Or no, you're tied with the Eagles, right?
Well, half game.
Well, yeah.
Whatever the tie count.
You still got a pretty damn good shot. There's
2-4-1, 2-5.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick suggested on this list, but remember, he's just 32 as well.
Right.
Mike McCarthy, when presented with the opportunity to sign Colin Kaepernick a few years ago.
I'm a highly successful NFL head coach.
You know, I got 3 years of Brett Hundley. I got 2 years of Joe Callahan. He didn't sign Colin Kaepernick then. I don't see it now. Otherwise, then there's some trade options.
And Jerry's definitely not going to. Like, Jerry loves publicity, but he doesn't want Kaepernick in that locker.
Tyrod Taylor, Chargers, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Dolphins, Tim Boyle's mentioned here, Packers.
Go get
and
Fitzpatrick.
And Jacoby Brissett with the Colts.
Go get Fitzmagic. Because he unfairly got benched, though, on a 3-3 team that's just trying to lose games, so now they're going to go to Tua. I mean,
the Dolphins, Fitz as a backup is of tremendous value to Tua's tutelage.
I promise you that anybody that you just named is better than Danny Bonaducci, who they're going to be going to now that.
I think you mean Ben DiNucci.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DiNucci actually runs a catering service in West Dallas. DiNucci's Catering and Events. Give them a call, 264-855-DiNucci.
Any relation to Ben DiNucci? Who I didn't even know was a starting quarter was a backup quarterback in this league, and now he's going to be starting a game for America's team. They got to do something, man. They got too much talent. But
DiNucci Tire and Lube, Hales Corners.
I mean, the offensive line, like when the Cowboys turned it around and they drafted Dak and they drafted Zeke, and they made that unexpected run only to get beat by Aaron Rodgers, of course, with the Jared Cook pass. But they did it because they pounded the football with Zeke and they had the best offensive line in all of football. Now that offensive line is just completely torn to shreds. I mean, what do they got? One healthy lineman, if even, right now? So it's over for them. But they do have so much talent, man, that it sucks because I would take any of those receivers. Michael Gallup, Amari Cooper. Why did they give Amari Cooper all that money? You gave Zeke all that money, but you won't pay your quarterback. Which I guess worked out now because he's injured.
Oh, we're not backtracking on Amari Cooper now, are we? He was great for them last year.
Yeah, he was, but that's just, I mean, he was very, very expensive.
No one's throwing the football.
And then they drafted CeeDee Lamb. I don't know. They're spoiled with riches over there.
Ben DiNucci.
We did a segment on Seth Rollins and the worst option they have there.
Roberts.
And the worst option that they have in Dallas is Michael Gallup, who they won't throw the football to for some reason. Michael Gallup's got to be available for a third or fourth round pick.
Ben DiNucci.
Danny Bonaducci.
DiNucci sounds like the name of an Italian restaurant that tries to make it in a small town, but closes because the locals there say, we've already got an Olive Garden.
No, it sounds like Danny Bonaducci. Remember when he had that show on VH1? And, man, he had, like, the best line on the intro to that show. He was like, drinking? Steroids? That's just a Wednesday for me. And I was like, wow, this guy's intense. Remember how crazy? Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, you know,
He was nuts.
I didn't end up watching that show. I distinctly remember because I'm not a loser.
Yeah. But yet you watch House Hunters International.
Sunday mornings, Ryan.
When I'm setting my lineups.
Rodgers and Cudahy. Home of DiNucci's Express Jiffy Lube. What's up?
Yeah. First off, if I may, just a shout out to my physical therapist, Tim. Such an avid listener, and I'm not sure why he was so excited when he saw Roger from Cudahy as his next patient, but he did mention listens to your show all the time, and so I thought that deserved a shout out.
And do you have a long distance dedication for Tim? Is that what we're doing?
If that's what it's labeled in the business, fellas, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, what song would you like to play for Tim?
Oh, you mean thinking of a song? I'll leave that up to you guys.
Okay.
I haven't spun a vinyl in probably 35 years, so whatever you think is appropriate, but that's such a nice thing for you to consider.
Yeah.
That's Tim. On to sports now?
Yeah, please.
Okay. If I can see in two things here. First, wasn't the major mistake in Dallas Mike Nolan? I mean, should that guy had ever been hired, and wasn't that always a weakness of McCarthy? I mean, from my understanding, and maybe you can correct me, he didn't have the players for his system, and it was simply he was hired because him and Mike had a relationship. He had hired Mike in the past. So to me, that's the, you know, whether you want to put that on McCarthy or Jerry Jones, I don't know ultimately who pulled the trigger on that, but that seems to sum up a lot of what their problems are down there. And my second part, if I may slip this in here.
Let me slip something in real quick before you slip in your slippy. Mike McCarthy did, yeah, Mike Nolan, he hired a lot of his buddies, I guess. Rob Davis, former Packard long snapper, is the assistant head coach. Joe Philbin, we wondered where he is. He's the offensive line coach there. Al Harris coaches the defensive backs. Jim Tomsula does the defensive line. Mike Nolan's a defensive coordinator. And Scott Tolzien's a coaching assistant. And then the guy who he was in the basement with all offseason, John Fossil, is a special teams coach. So he hired all of his buddies.
I mean, I just think that's a big part of the problem
kept Kellen
down
Moore.
There.
Yeah.
So you agree?
Yeah, I agree with you. What's your other thing you want to slide in?
Okay. And the only reason I'm throwing this out is I've had a discussion. You all have heard the term, and it's used frequently, you are what your record says you are, correct?
I've heard it.
Okay. Now, does that is not an accurate term in my mind if you're also considering who that record, or if you don't consider who that record is against. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, I think it's an inaccurate statement if you're simply saying go by the numbers and discounting who the victories and losses were against. So I don't know why that is so often quoted, because, or am I wrong in that when someone uses that, they are considering who the record is against?
I think sometimes, Roger, thanks for the call. You hear stuff in sports, whether it's talk or debate shows or cliches. It's just something people say to try to justify what they believe. You are what your record says you are. You only hear that when a team that is bad has a good record. That's it. So they're just trying to justify, well, we're 5-1, but you suck. Well, we're 5-1. Okay, well, you are what your record says you are. That's it. Do you want to thank Roger? He calls up with a long-distance dedication to his physical therapist, Tim.
I don't think there's ever been a bad one-loss team in NFL history. I hate when we do that.
You're stepping on my bit.
Go on.
He calls the long-lost dedication to Tim, his physical therapist, a little Olivia Newton-John. He ruined it.
It was ruined from the start.
We'll be right back. We're talking some Brett Phillips next.
Here comes Kiermaier. Phillips has tied the game. A Rose Arena coming around. Throw home. Now he stumbles. But the ball gets away. Tampa Bay wins it. Brett Phillips, game four hero.
and you hate Joe Buck. Come on. Great call. That was Saturday night. The Rays tie the series at 2. They then go on to lose Sunday. So they're down 3-2. Dodgers have a chance to win the World Series tonight. Games on Fox. Brett Phillips, man. That's baseball. A guy who was not on the NLCS or ALCS roster. Hasn't had a hit in a month. Steps up in a key moment. I resisted. Everybody else that I know that has an internet social media account either posted a picture of their meeting with Brett Phillips or the one time they saw him or an autograph or something. We all wanted to claim Brett Phillips, and why not? The dude's great. He had to get like oxygen after because he was so out of breath afterwards, and gave a classic interview. This is him right after the whole game-winning walk-off hit with a Rosarena pounding. What an image that was. Pounding home plate. Brett Phillips on Fox, the former Brewer, after the game.
It took you several minutes to gather yourself just now. What happened?
Oh, man. I'm having a hard time putting my emotions into words. First of all, what a great team effort on this win. It took almost 28 guys. That's what's special about this team. Just all come together for one goal, is to win. We don't rely on one guy. It takes everyone, and man, baseball's fun. Wow.
Did you see the game coming to you?
Yeah, an inning before, I saw we're running out of bench guys. Maybe use me to pinch run, steal bag. There I go for Troy. Next thing you know, I'm fifth in the lineup coming into the tunnel. Hoover looks over at me. Hey, you're coming up fifth. Let's go win this thing. I said, you already know. Let's go. Golly. What a special moment. I just want to thank God for the opportunity.
Now, Kenley Jansen, Brett, you get down 2 strikes. What's going through your mind that at bat?
I was just trying to slow things down. Obviously myself being a high energy player and moments like that, sometimes it's tough to slow down, but God willing, I was able to get a good pitch there, and help the team win just like everyone else did tonight.
Finally, did you see all the craziness with Randy scoring?
I honestly, it's hard to believe right now that things are going like that just happened. Once I saw Randy slip, I was like, oh, shoot, at least we tied it up. And then he missed the ball. I don't know what happened, but then he scored. And next thing I know, I'm airplaning around the outfield. And I get dogpiled, and here I am talking to the boys.
That's the part I like the most. That's Brett Phillips, the former Brewer, the hero in Game 4 of the Game 5 of the World Series, and then now Game 6. Game 6 is tonight. It's Dodgers and the Rays. So, with the Rays, I've kind of been rooting for the Rays in the series, but also not terribly rooting against the Dodgers. Because I do want Kershaw to win one. And I think the Dodgers, quite frankly, I think, I can be mad at them for Game 7 a couple of years ago. I'm more mad at the Brewers for that. Although Chris Taylor's catching that game still. That was God. I'm mad at him. I don't like him. I actually don't like his face.
Chris Taylor?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't hate the Dodgers. And they've been good for so long. And yeah, they've kind of purchase their way to that, but I think they do deserve a world championship for how well they've played over the last 5 years. But then you have a game like that. It's like that was one of the most wild walk-off scenarios in any baseball game ever, not to mention the playoffs, not to mention the actual Fall Classic.
Mm-hmm.
When moments like that happen, you want that team to win. So it's remembered more in the lore of baseball. You don't want it to be like, oh, the Dodgers won. Oh, the Rays had that great, but then the Dodgers won. Something like that happens. That image of a Rosarena pounding home base or home plate on Saturday night. You want them to be rewarded for that. At least I do.
Yeah. I'm rooting for the Rays. I get what you're saying. Like, I wouldn't mind Clayton Kershaw winning a World Series just because, he's taking a beating in every postseason loss. But I mean, I'm rooting for the Rays. I want them to win Game 7 tonight, and I'm hoping they get it done with Blake Snell on the mound.
I have been very much into this World Series. I have liked it. I think it's been good. I think the neutral field hasn't hurt. It's nice that there's fans there. That does change everything, and they seem to be doing it safely, so that's good.
Yeah.
But it does help that there are fans there. Some just that live in the area and wanted to go. Some people traveling from Tampa. Some people traveling from L.A. Now, this is not going to be the norm. You're not going to see the World Series at a neutral site every year. But I think for this year, it is working. And I think this World Series, and really the playoffs, but specifically the World Series, has been so entertaining that, and them bubbling up, it's really got us, at least for 2 weeks, to enjoy baseball. This year with baseball was maybe not enjoyable a lot of the times, even if your team did well. For 2 months, we talked about, is baseball coming back? Why isn't baseball here right now? Who do you blame? Owners, players. I mean, that part of it was no fun. Then baseball starts. You don't think they're going to finish the season. They do. They tweak all these rules as you go on. But now we're just getting 7 games where it's about the baseball.
Yeah.
We're not talking, in terms of baseball, we're not talking about the virus. We're not talking about the pandemic. We're not talking about the DH or the extra innings. We're just talking about baseball, and we're watching these games, and we're getting rewarded with some really good performances, some good games. There's some games that haven't, like the 9-3 game or whatever. Maybe that's not a good game, but you've seen good performances. You're seeing Clayton Kershaw completely eradicate the perception that he cannot get it done in the playoffs. You're seeing that happen. You're seeing different Dodgers step up. You're seeing different Rays step up. You're seeing a small payroll go against a big payroll. I've enjoyed this, and I think that it's good for the sport, and it's good for everybody that we are having a good baseball series. And I would like it to go 7, if not for the fact that this just gets remembered for as good of a series as it's been. And I'm not putting an asterisk on this. Yeah, you've got the two best teams record-wise playing, so that kind of helps. But it's a 7-game series between two good teams, and they're battling it out. And I think that it's been enjoyable.
Yeah, I think it's been a very enjoyable series. I'm not going to put an asterisk next to it either, but if I am a Dodgers fan, I want a World Series ring, but I'd be like, man, of course, this is the year that we finally get it. You know what I mean? Because they're there every single year, every other year. So this would be the year that you finally get one.
Well, if you're the Dodgers, if it was a 162-game season, you were going to win 100 games anyway.
Right.
And you'd be in the World Series anyway.
No, no matter what, most likely. So although, you know what? I said that last year, though, and then the Nationals upset them, but... Right, then they went out and got Mookie Betts.
As good as the Dodgers are, baseball's so crazy this year that if the Brewers would have been worth anything more than they were, they could have, all they needed to do is win 2 games out of 3 against them, and the Dodgers would never get to this point.
Right.
Which kind of lets you know how dumb the wild card round is, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least if you want to add teams, that's fine, but I don't like in baseball, and I don't even like this in when they did it in basketball. I don't like how some series are shorter early and then longer later. It'd be like in the NFL if the Super Bowl was 4 quarters, but the first weekend of games was a half. Why would you do that?
Right.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Why play a 3-game series and then a 7? Why play a 5-game series and then a 7? I don't like that. Now they want to all get it in within a month, but if you're going to be competitive and going to be fair, I don't like that. The later you go, the longer it is.
To be honest, I'm just like, I'm glad that they just got it in because it gives me hope with the NFL, you know, because early on in Major League Baseball, it didn't look like they were even going to be able to finish the season off with what went down in Miami and what went on with the Cardinals. And, you know, there's some weeks where I get a little nervous about the NFL, obviously, when you got like the Raiders and their entire team. It looks like they may have COVID, but then everything ends up being all right. You know, it just gives me hope that we'll be able to finish this football season because it's kind of the reason I keep like pulling back on this year, like getting excited about the Packers, but then being like, okay, I don't want to get too excited. Kind of like I was with the Badgers this Friday night, just because it's going to be with the NFL, at least you have more time. You don't got to finish the season by a certain deadline. You know, you'll be able to get the Super Bowl in most likely, but with college football, with the Big Ten, it's like you got to play these games every week or You're not going to get into the college football playoff.
So World Series tonight and then maybe tomorrow, depending on if the Rays win tonight. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. We spent some time this hour talking about the Cowboys, the latest there from our sister station, 105.3 The Fan. Hashtag people forget they are on the radio.com app. They had Jerry Jones on this morning. He started the interview. They asked him if there's a leadership void, and he said, the answer is no. And then he was asked again. He said, shut up and let me respond. The answer is no. And then at the end of the interview, he said, if I was a little abrupt there to start, I don't want to start our day off like that. This certainly isn't my most tactful time. I can't tell you how disappointed I am. There's an old adage, don't piss off a man, an old man with little money. He'll get you. Strategery.
It's a good Jerry Jones you got there.
No, it was not. Gus Chiggins. You ever see that sketch?
Yeah.
All right. Zach Gelb's gonna.
What?
I don't know.
Tired today, man.
Are we done?
Nope. Gelby's coming up.
Zach Gelb and Mike Clemens are gonna carry the 9 o'clock hour now.